This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon is urging Iraqis to finish assembling a new government to help curb the insurgency. Today, the nation's top military advisor said despite gains in intelligence, the level of violence in Iraq is about the same as last year. The political impasse in Baghdad has made it more difficult for leaders there to tackle critical issues such as security. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has more from the Pentagon.
General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says that this has been a deadly month for attacks by insurgents. He says that attacks in April increased from a level of about 40 a day to about 50 or 60 a day.
In terms of number of incidents, it's right about where it was a year ago. And weeks will differ. And months will differ a little bit. But if you look at the scope of this over time since May of 2003, that's a conclusion you draw.
Despite the recent spike in violence, Myers says the situation in Iraq overall is improving. Myers points out that the level of attacks this month still falls well short of the number of attacks in the run-up to Iraqi elections in January.
I think we're definitely winning. I think we've been winning for some time. So you pick out the attacks. Half of them have no effect. So when we say 60 a day, 30 had no impact on anything, meaning no building was damaged or injured.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told a Pentagon briefing that the number of attacks cannot necessarily be used as a measure of U.S. success or failure in Iraq. He pointed out that coalition forces have shifted their emphasis from fighting the insurgency to training Iraqi security forces.
So you could make a case that, if the level's about the same and the insurgency must be down, because we're paying less attention to it and encouraging Iraqi security forces to pay greater attention, and we're paying a greater attention to developing them. There are a lot of moving parts.
Secretary Rumsfeld says that in assessing the insurgency, you must factor in the coalition's inability thus far to seal Iraq's borders to infiltration. According to various news reports, a senior U.S. military official says that in February, U.S. forces in Iraq just missed capturing their most wanted terrorist, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. General Myers acknowledged as much today, but he refused to go into details of what happened. According to Secretary Rumsfeld, Zarqawi is believed responsible for some of the most lethal acts in Iraq. But the secret to defeating Zarqawi and his associates, Rumsfeld said, is not the U.S.-led coalition forces.
The people that are going to defeat that insurgency are going to be the Iraqis. And the Iraqis will do it not through military means solely, but by progress on the political side and giving the Iraqi people a sense that they have a stake in that country.
The U.S. has been urging Iraq's new leaders to resolve the ethnic power struggles over which group will control the ministries and move forward with the process of governing. Rumsfeld made another appeal today. He said the Iraqis need to stabilize their government if they want to reduce the level of violence plaguing the country. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, at the Pentagon.